You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboulejoud. On Saturday, Iran unleashed approximately 300 drones and missiles on Israel in retaliation for Israel's attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus, which killed 13 people. With help from the US, the United Kingdom, France, and Jordan, most of the projectiles were shot down. The Israeli military reported small hits on a base in the south and minimal damage done to infrastructure. No casualties were announced. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that they have been preparing for a direct attack from Iran and that they are ready to face any scenario that might unfold. The barrage has drawn condemnations from Israel's allies, and that includes Canada. Several warnings have also been issued regarding potential escalation in the Middle East. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli forces are continuing their attacks, their latest target being the Nusayrat refugee camp, where they killed five and injured dozens. Since October 7th, Israel has killed over 33,000 Palestinian civilians and wounded over 76,000. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify. Ways will catch you. Life will catch you.
For CJLO 1690 AM, it is April 15th, Monday. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. We are still chugging along through final season, but today, it's a gorgeous day. Before I even get started, I would like to thank all of the DJs here. Over the weekend, we had our Diego's little internal award ceremony, and what pretty mug would walk away with best in student programming and best promo other than my own? So I'd like to thank all of the DJs for voting for me for such categories. And Gigi Brown, next to you, you're going down. I'm just kidding. Today we've got a show of embracing the warm and the warms of the past. I've got some songs I've loved of past summers, of past winters. And we're going to open up with some real throwback Arcade Fire, some Bowie. It wouldn't be REVC without artists like these. But today, no Magnetic Fields, no Steely Dan. Sorry to disappoint the Danimals in the crowd. Alright guys, enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Everyone, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, or you're tuned in across the world wide web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. You just heard the distressing "Tis a pity she was a whore." I get to say curse words when it's in a proper noun. That was David Bowie off of his goodbye record, per se, Black Star. Before that, Ready to Start Arcade Fire off of that from a decade ago. Oh my god, the suburbs. Now, some ads, and after that, more depression.
Dil to dil tak saanj paande pal, jo kadi asi sab ne hatai honge. Us beete vele nu mur surjeet karde hoya, Montreal ch pehli vaar hon ja reha hai, musical Punjabi opera, Yaada.
Guzre hoye zamane yaad na, mere sukne suhane yaad na, zindagi.
Din shanivar 27 April 2024, jagah Sala Rosa Hall, 4848 Boulevard Saint Laurent, Montreal. Ticket sirf $10. Ticket lene layi sampark karo Gaurav Sharma nu 4389349999.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
Somewhere beyond. was life at first and gold to go. Me and you and us and them and all those people way back when. All our hardships were just yardsticks then, you know. It's not the purple hills, it's not the silver lakes, it's not the snow cloud shadowed interstates, it's not the icy bike chain rain of Portland, Oregon. Nothing's wrong, no one's asking, but the fear's so strong it leaves you gasping. No way to last out here like this for long. Cause everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I know all my happiness is gone. All my happiness is gone. It's all gone somewhere beyond. All my happiness is gone.
So long. so long, so long.
Maybe all the time.
Song is so good. That was Guided by Voices, of course, with Buzzards and Dreadful Crows off their classic B-1000. The laugh blood, the lighthouse was flashing. That's a good walk home sing to yourself. Before that, Accidents Will Happen, Elvis Costello. You guys know I was a big fan of that song this last summer. Before that, Maybe After He's Gone, The Zombies. Talk about a classic. Odyssey and Oracle, their psych rock 60s magnum opus. Before that, So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright, Simon and Garfunkel. You want to talk about classic, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then before that, another goodbye song, All My Happiness Is Gone, Purple Mountains, of course, David Berman, Rest in Peace, one of the best to ever do it. We're going to keep this show moving with some more music that you know, I know, you know. I went through a phase of absolutely loving this last year. Here's some MGMT.
So tired, so searching, I found the sounds to a cathedral. Imagine my surprise to find that they were produced by Brian Eno. As the gates quite stuck, the roses.
We'll be right back. Wait a minute now, man. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the wheel. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right into line saying I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight. I went into a restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Now, I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I rapped upon a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Inside a cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street. When that bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet, a payphone about blew my mind when I picked it up and said hello. This foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails, but let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I parked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said for the Port of Ebrook I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus. I just said good luck.
Well, that song is quite the trip. Bob Dylan imagining himself as Columbus. That was Bob Dylan's 115th dream off of Bringing It All Back Home. Before that, what has become somewhat of a staple of the show, She Says What She Means by Sloan. Before that, Brian Eno, MGMT. Now we've got some ads, but after that, Broken Social Scene, a song that I played about a year ago. One of the first songs of theirs I knew, and then after that, finally, some new music for you guys. But first, the ads.
Le Production Nuit d'Afrique presents Malian superstar Oumou Sangaré, who has influenced the likes of Beyoncé and Alicia Keys, will perform an exclusive concert at MTELUS on April 21st. For tickets and more information, visit festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
circles. I've been alone since 89. We've got a man straight in disguise. They know three completes the five. This is a church that should believe. They all wanna free the cause, 'cause they all need to dream a cause. They all need to be a cause. You've got all this pretty good, but I seem to be. We'll be right back.
had just begun. My neighbor on Long Island here is a mysterious millionaire. Across the bay at night, there's a small green light, and when he sees it, he seems to stare. His name is Gatsby. He throws big parties, but he stays strangely calm. While across the bay, my pretty cousin Daisy is in a mansion with her husband Tom. Tom keeps a double life with a mechanic's wife, and Tom is big and rich and violent. But Rich Sleaze is ignored except by a weird billboard which sees everything but stays silent. Then my girlfriend Jordan said before the war, when he was poor, Gatsby dated Daisy. But when the war was done, she'd married Tom for money, and that's the reason Gatsby's crazy. He worked with bootleg crooks, he bought a lot of books, he hosts parties, he's a snappy dresser. He bought that giant home across from Daisy's own, and everything was only to impress her. So I helped Gatsby get back with Daisy, but then her husband Tom says, "Look, if you investigate, Gatsby isn't great. He's just a poor guy who became a crook." So Daisy stays Tom's honey, cause Tom has old money, and Gatsby has to take her home that night. But as their car goes flying past that creepy sign, she runs over the mechanic's wife. And when the poor mechanic is in a total panic, Tom tells him Gatsby was the driver. So the poor sad fool shoots Gatsby in his pool, then shoots himself, and that leaves no survivor. Well, Nick's still my name, and that green light's the same as it remains so far away at last. And so American mobility is revealed as futility, because we're all just prisoners of the past.
Hello, everyone, and goodbye. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell, and this past hour has been REVC. Thank you for listening. Right before it was The Great Gatsby by Jeffrey Lewis, a new single. Makes me want to reread The Great Gatsby. That book is so good, and then just listening to a song describe the plot. So good. And then before that, the new Camera Obscura Liberty print. That thing is so good. It reminds me of a Sufjan cut from a few years ago, Lady Macbeth in Chains. Really makes me think of that. And then before that, Cause Equals Time, Broken Social Scene, the classic. Alright guys, I hope you have a good rest of your week. Good luck with all of your finals. Signing out, REVC Nation.
Hey everyone, this is Danny Gold.